In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Thursday today, the 25th day of April. Good as always to have you along, everybody. The number of the day this Thursday is 75. It's denominated in U.S. dollars and is the price above which the global crude oil benchmark, Brent North Sea, it's called. It hit that price in trading today. Settled just a tad lower, but $75 a barrel ain't nothing to sneeze at. While being cautious about cause and effect declarations here, as we always are, some Russian oil exports were suspended today, and the tightening of U.S. sanctions on Iran are, as you've heard here and elsewhere, imminent, the ultimate aim of which is to take Iranian oil completely out of the global market. Now, one day's fluctuations do not news make, but the trend is clearly up since the beginning of the year when Brent was going for about $53 a barrel. You've seen it at the pump, I'm sure, but if this trend keeps up, a whole lot of other stuff is going to start getting more expensive, too. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has our occasional reminder of exactly what it means to live in an oil-based economy.
Oil is everywhere in this economy. There's the price we pay at the pump, sure, but there's also everything that higher transportation fuel costs feed into, says University of Houston economist Ed Hirsch.
Postal Service, UPS, Coca-Cola, the beer distributors, they don't go out and drive less simply because the price of fuel has gone up. We're going to see that in increased cost at the grocery store and delivery services.
And oil is an important raw material for industries whose products we all buy a lot of, says Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
Plastics, chemicals, textiles, fabricated metals. The broader effect on inflation is still small because some of those costs, businesses, they don't pass them all the way through to consumers.
That's partly because companies can deal with oil price fluctuations, says Jacob Kierkegaard at the Peterson Institute. They know this drill. Geopolitical crisis, oil spikes, something else happens, oil falls.
Industrial users of oil, airlines do the same thing, I should add. They tend to be hedged. They know how much oil they need so they can buy, you know, 3, 4, 5 years in advance.
And, of course, rising oil prices are good for some players in the U.S. economy. Remember, we're now the world's biggest oil producer. Stuart Glickman at CFRA Research says from West Texas to North Dakota, they love crude at 60 or 70 a barrel.
If you're a producer, you want prices to be higher, but you don't want it going so high, people start driving less and it kills demand. And we have seen that in the past.
Like back in 2008 when crude oil hit 145 a barrel. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.